Well, good morning. And I thought it is time for us to resume a little battle. And so we're going back to that book which John Bunyan wrote many years ago entitled, Molly? The Holy War. The Holy War. Right. Can anybody tell us where we'd reached in our perambulation through the Holy War? Where had we got to? What had happened? Just. Timothy, looks like it's you.
Diabolus has been cast out of the city.
Diabolus has been cast out of the city. Diabolus being whom? Who does he stand for, Charlotte? He is the devil. And who is now reigning in the city? Stanley? And Emmanuel stands for, Molly?
Jesus.
That's the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? He has now taken possession of man's soul, the city of man's soul, which stands for what? Whom? Charlotte?
My name isn't God, El Shaddai.
It's?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, that's God. What does man's soul stand for? Timothy?
Us.
That's us, isn't it? Our soul. And so what John Bunyan is talking about under the names of all these different characters that we were looking at a few months or so ago is us. And our behaviour and our attitudes, and of course earlier on we were looking at our resistance against God and how we welcome the devil to be ruler in our hearts and think it wonderful wisdom. Was it wonderful wisdom? Was it, Grace, do you think, wise to have the devil rule in our hearts? No, it wasn't. And eventually, after many assaults upon the walls of the city, eventually man's soul gave in to the Lord himself, and in came Emmanuel, who had been sent by El Shaddai, and he is now reigning in the city. And that's where we left it. And Diabolus, in disgrace, has been cast out. So, we've got a picture here of a converted man, converted woman, converted young person, haven't we? Now, Christ is in the castle, in the centre of the city. He's now got his image there, he's now got his laws there, all of Diabolus's laws and his great image have been removed. So, what happens now? Well, next, as John Bunyan relates it, there's a trial. A trial. And there is a court in session, and in the court there is a judge, and a clerk, and various people in office there, and a jury. What do the jury do in a court? What do they do? What's their task, Stanley?
They make the final decision as to whether the person is guilty.
That's it. They hear all the evidence against the accused. They consider it. And then they come in with a verdict. Guilty or not guilty. And so in are brought some scoundrels. Some of the servants of Diabolus who are helping him keep the city captive. And they now are on trial. And Lord Wilby Will, who is much improved character now, since he began to serve Emmanuel rather than Diabolus, he is in the court there. And Mr. Recorder, who does he stand for, can you remember, Charlotte?
Conscience.
Our conscience. His name is now Mr. Knowledge. And he's in the court there. And 12 fine jurymen who love the truth and hate evil and want to serve God, they are now listening to the evidence against. Well, they bring in various of these Diabolonians, but there are three particular ones to tell you about this morning. The first of these, oh, this is defiance against God, and the word begins with the letter U. This is where we say, I'm not going to believe in God, I'm not going to listen to him. God says that, I'll do the opposite. What's that, do you think, Molly?
Unbelief.
Unbelief. Lord, unbelief comes in. And they ask him, well, is this what you've been doing? Have you been turning the people of man's soul against Emmanuel and El Shaddai? Have you been teaching them not to follow him and promoting all of Diabolus's laws? Yes, she said, I've done that and I'm proud of it, he said. And I'm not going to change my mind. I'm a servant of Diabolus and I will stay a servant of Diabolus. I think it's excellent what I have done. Oh, so the court heard him. Right, you stand over there then. This one's guilty. Guilty as anything by his own mouth. Next one up. Well, is Mr. the word that means you believe there is no God? What is that one? Believe there is no God, Timothy.
Atheist.
Mr. Atheist comes in. And so they read out the charge against him. Have you been going round saying that there is no God? Is this true of you? He's a bit shifty on that one. So they call in some people who heard what he said. And they had various witnesses and they come. And they say, oh dear, to my shame, I used to walk with this Mr. Atheist. And oh, he used to go round saying, there's no God, there's no afterlife, there's no punishment. You don't have anything but you don't have a spirit. You don't have to think about these things at all. Isn't it interesting? John Bunyan writing these things there hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And people are saying exactly the same things today. There's nothing new under the sun. So there's Mr. Atheist. He's accused of this. There are the witnesses. Has said all these things. Oh, he's guilty as well. Right, put him over there then. Let's hear another one. Ah, this is Mr. No Truth. He says there's no truth. Right. Are you guilty? No, he said, I'm not guilty. Well, he's going to stand up for himself here, isn't he? Right. Get some more witnesses and we'll hear what they've got to say. And, oh, Mr. No Truth there. He'd been saying, God's laws, you don't have to obey them. We don't have to listen to this. There's nothing, you see, we can just do what we like. We're not accountable, nothing to fear. Oh, so the evidence came out against him. And so they said, well, why? Why did you say you're not guilty when it's plainly that you are guilty and you've been saying all these things? Well, he said, I'm Mr. No Truth. I never tell the truth, do I? So I hope I get away with that one. And they said, well, you haven't. You're caught. Right, put him on the side there. And then the verdict was delivered against these three and against all the others that they'd had, others of the Diabolonians, servants of the devil. And the verdict comes in from the foreman of the jury. And what do you think his verdict is? What do you think his verdict is? What do you think he says about these? What do you think there, Molly?
They're guilty.
All of them guilty. All right, the judge says, take them away. They are going to go to the place of execution. Have done with them. See, when we're converted, these things, oh, we get to work against them. We begin to find against them and say, we don't want this. We don't want unbelief. We don't want any kind of saying in our heart, there's no God. We don't want to defy him or say there's no truth and his laws, who cares? We really care about these things now. We want the opposite of unbelief, which is, what's the opposite of unbelief, do you think? Charlotte? Faith. Faith is the opposite of unbelief. We want faith. And we don't want atheism. We want believing in God. And we don't say there's no truth. We say there is truth and it's here in the Bible and I want to live by it. I don't want anything else, thank you, but this. So we begin to get to work against these things and to fight against these things. Because that's still there somewhere in our hearts, you see. Even when we're Christians, something of this, because we still have something of the sinful nature. But we keep coming against it and fighting against it, saying this is bad, this is guilty, this stuff that we have here. But as they're taking them down to the prison and beginning just to hold them there until the sentence is going to be passed, unbelief gets away. Don't know how, but he wriggles free and he makes his escape out of the city. And who do you think he seeks out? Where does he go? Timothy.
Diabolus.
He finds Diabolus, his master. He tells Diabolus what's been going on and how Diabolus' image has been removed and all his laws have been taken down and replaced by Emmanuel's laws and how the people have all changed sides and allegiance. Now Lord Will, who used to be a sort of trusted right-hand man, is now Emmanuel's trusted right-hand man. And how do you think Diabolus feels about that? Charlotte.
Furious.
He's absolutely furious. He is mad about this. And he rages. And so he talks with unbelief. And they talk about how they can get back into the city somehow. See, they're not going to leave us alone, are they? Come a Christian, the devil isn't going to leave us alone. Unbelief isn't going to say, oh, that's it, I can't do anything else here to make this Christian, you know, unhappy. Oh, no, they think, we're going to keep at them here. But the others, Their day of execution has come. They're marched out there, and the townspeople set about them there to finish them off, but they're finding it a bit of a struggle, and they have to call out for help. And the person who gives them some help is Emmanuel's secretary. I wonder who Emmanuel's secretary is. His sort of right-hand man, if you will, and helper, who's there always in the city, you see. He's always there in man's soul. Who's that, Charlotte? It is the Holy Spirit. He is working there with us to help to subdue and break the power of all of these horrible things that's still there, and they don't want to go away, and they don't want to die. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, the Christian is able to fight against them and prevail. So, that's good news. And that's good news for any of us who trust in the Lord. You've got the help of the Holy Spirit there. So, what a helper he is indeed. The third person of the Trinity indwelling us. Wonderful. So, we'll leave our story there for today. And come back next week, God willing, and find out something more about the life of the Christian. Because John Bunyan was so clever in understanding what was happening to the Christian. Knew what the non-Christian was about, knew what the Christian was about, knew about their struggles and temptations and trials. And he wrote it so wisely and well in this book, The Holy War, just as he did with Pilgrim's Progress.